This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is my sister and also one of our private wealth advisors here at Bushka Wealth Management, Kaylee Berenson, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information, don't hesitate to reach out. Give us a call at 715-355-4445. You can also visit the website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with B-U-S-K. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past shows there. And on the radio page, you can also subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, whichever your preference for podcasts would be. And that way you can always get alerted to updated shows as they come out. Now, as we count down to 2023's final days, it's time to begin pondering what's on the horizon for retirement in 2024. How should we handle persistent inflation? Should we be prepared for lower returns? What are the new rules for retirement withdrawals? So during today's show, we're actually going to discuss some factors, good and bad, that retirees should be prepared for in 2024. Now, let me add that if you hear things today that concern you, make sure that you have the right financial strategy in place. Remember, a solid financial strategy can help you calmly ride out both good and economic times. And if you don't already have a solid financial strategy, or if maybe you're looking for a second opinion, you can use today's show as motivation to find the right financial services professional to make sure that you're building the right plan. Now, before we jump into today's topic, let's make sure we introduce everyone here with me today, Kaylee and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am doing great, Cole. Thanks for asking. I've had a great week. Again, this time of year, super busy, but a good one. I'm happy about 2023, the way it's wrapping up. It looks like it's going to be a much better year, especially from an economic and financial standpoint than 2022 was.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of good news and good signals out there. But I am glad we're talking about 2024 and what the outlook is for that. I've been great. Kaylee, how are you doing today? Great to have you on the show again.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing great. I've been busy this season as well, getting ready for Christmas and helping our clients get ready for the new year. But I am ready to move on to 2024. It's been a big wild year. Yeah, for
right.
sure. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
And Cole, how have you been?
Great. You know, like Kaylee said, just trying to get ready for Christmas and the hustle and bustle of the holiday season obviously keeps us all on our toes. And year end tends to be a pretty busy time period for our business because, of course, everybody's trying to get their required distributions done and their year end contributions in and Roth conversions done and all of these different things. So our calendar has been pretty packed lately, but it's a good thing. We're helping people get all these things accomplished and meeting their financial goals and all good things heading into the new year for 2024 here.
Excellent. And you know what? As far as today's topic, it sounds like you both have an excellent one lined up for us. And like you say, the 2024 financial landscape has things we should be excited about and things to be concerned about and to look out for. But up or down, a financial strategy can see you through, right?
That's right, Tony. A U.S. News and World Report article titled, "What is the Outlook for Retirement in 2024? Provides some insights that I think will be helpful to today's conversation. The article first lists several things some financial experts think will be factors in 2024. The first factor it suggests contemplating is what filing for Social Security in 2024 will mean for your permanent monthly payment. For example, if you retire this year at age 62 with $700,000 in the bank, but you wait until you turn 70 to file for Social Security, you'll likely spend down your portfolio faster in the first years of your retirement, but you'll likely have enough money to last you until around age 90. Retirees are living longer lives, particularly if they have good health care. So it's essential to work with a financial services professional to plan for a longer retirement. Remember, it's common that the money you use in your 60s and 70s for things like travel and hobbies will shift to healthcare once you hit your 80s and 90s. So be flexible with your retirement strategy.
Yeah, that's good advice right there, Kaylee. And as you have told us many times, a stable and rewarding retirement often comes down to getting the timing right. I mean, timing is everything with this, isn't it, Cole?
I think timing is everything in most of life, to be honest with you.
In life in general, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that rings true for many topics. But next, retirement living standards are likely to be a little rockier in 2024, according to that article that Kaylee mentioned. In a high inflation and high interest rate world, it's important to carefully track your expenses and your portfolio withdrawals. Now, the article quotes a certified financial planner and financial advisor who predicts costs will keep increasing in 2024. And regardless of your age, prices typically don't shrink over time. And that includes the things that you must buy, regardless of the state of the economy, like healthcare, medication, groceries, and gas. Now, ultimately, your financial strategy should be able to handle prices that are a little higher than you were anticipating. And with assisted living and home health care costs on the rise, you may want to meet with a financial services professional to discuss long-term care insurance or other options that offer a set price now for a benefit down the road.
Yeah, I mean, very few things can chip away at your savings as aggressively as long-term care.
Right.
I mean, so you're right. I think it is wise to explore all your options for paying for those services should you ever need them. And, you know, once you hit 65, the odds of you needing long-term care are 2 out of 3. The odds are, you know, well over 70% that you or your spouse will for sure need long-term care.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize that there's multiple options for long-term care planning out there. It's not just the old-fashioned long-term care insurance anymore. That's obviously still an option, but there's lots of other strategies that you could possibly use as well.
That's exactly correct, Cole and Tony. The article next explains that while inflation cooled a bit in 2023 after 2022 gave us the highest inflation rates since 1981, the prices of many goods have remained high. And that means the amount of money you need to maintain your preferred lifestyle during retirement has also increased. Therefore, retirees must either save more money or get higher returns from their investments. However, seeking out a higher rate of return often comes with increased risk, and for somebody who's a decade or less from retirement, that kind of volatility may be unwise. In some cases, qualified retirement tools like individual retirement accounts, often referred to simply as IRAs, and deferred annuities may be good options. We don't have time to get into all the rules, regulations, and nuances of investing during a 30-minute episode, so if investing is part of your strategy, I'd strongly urge you to only do so when working with a financial services professional.
Well, Kaylee, that's right. I mean, speaking for myself, I wouldn't want to manage my investments without the help of a financial services professional.
Absolutely. I mean, they just help make sure that you're covering all your blind spots and that you're not making bad decisions based on emotions and things like that. They just help with all of those different components, as well as, you know, uncovering new opportunities that you may not have known were even available. So definitely agree with that one, as we know, Tony. But Social Security's future will also continue to be murky in 2024. Now, as the Social Security Board of Trustees 2023 annual report explained, Social Security's trust fund may run short of the money the program needs in 2024 unless Congress intervenes. Members of Congress are aware of this lingering problem, but making changes to Social Security often has electoral consequences for elected officials. In fact, the last time Congress made big changes to the program was in 1983, when the retirement age was raised to age 67 for everyone born in 1960 or later. Now, one proposal currently under discussion in Washington would increase the retirement age to 69 incrementally over an 8-year period beginning in 2026. It would affect those who are currently 59 years of age or younger. Now, more to that point, the age that you'd receive full Social Security benefits would rise by 3 months per year for those who at age 62 between 2026 and 2033.
Wow. So, you know what? We do need to take a quick break here. That's some great information, Cole. Let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up a consultation to get a plan in place.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. There you can check out all the resources that we have on the website, including the ability to schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation right there on the website.
All right. That sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. And today, it's Kaylee and Cole. We'll be right back after this.
Retirement is more than newly discovered free time. It is also a time to reflect on how you will be remembered. Many people want to leave a legacy, whether they want to be remembered for an action, deed, or provision put in place for generations to come. Regardless of what your legacy goals are, it is important to make the proper arrangements now. Call Bushka Retirement Solutions to find out how you can structure your retirement savings to help increase the value of your estate and create a legacy you want to leave. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, our team can help you protect your legacy for loved ones, provide benefits for charities, and avoid excessive tax burdens. Call us at 715-355-4445 for your legacy planning needs. We will provide you a complimentary retirement income toolkit just for calling. Visit us at retirewithbushka.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Kaylee Berenson. Kaylee and Cole, great show so far. You've been talking about 2024's retirement and financial picture. So, Kaylee, what do you have for us next?
Well, to build on the article I mentioned earlier titled What is the Outlook for Retirement in 2024, it has more information that I think our listeners will find interesting. The article next points to a T. Rowe Price report that predicts increased personalization will make a big factor in shaping retirement in 2024. The report touts that targeted experiences may drive the kind of behavioral changes that ultimately improve retirement outcomes. Specifically, the T. Rowe Price report predicts that improvements in data analysis, technology, and integrated services focused on engaging diverse audiences will help fuel improved retirement results. The report notes that it's only natural that these factors should come into play in retirement because many consumers are already leaning on personalization in many other aspects of their lives.
Well, yeah. How can personalized experiences then, Cole, drive improved retirement outcomes?
Well, data from that T. Rowe Price's own workplace retirement plan participants found that tailored and targeted experiences can spur the kind of behavioral changes that may improve the likelihood of investors sticking to their plan. Essentially, all of this means that consumers are increasingly turning away from one-size-fits-all approaches that they believe won't help them meet their own unique needs and goals. So to me, this is another reason to work with a financial services professional. They'll get to know you as a person, and they'll be able to help you to build a strategy that's all about you and your ambitions, not anybody else's.
Right. I mean, they're going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. They don't have that same emotional attachment to your finances as you do, which means financial services professionals are able to give you clear, honest advice designed to look out only for your best interests if you're working with a fiduciary.
That's exactly right, Tony. And as we get further into 2024, it may be the ideal time to prepare for retirement as it will look in the future, not just how it looks right now. Let me explain. According to T. Rowe Price, lower portfolio growth will likely affect investors for the next handful of years. Its report notes that investment portfolios may need to address both inflation and recession risks. Though the report does add that many analysts believe our economy is positioned to avoid a near-term recession.
Well, I know there's been a lot of coverage in the news about a potential recession if you watch any of the financial news networks or read the Wall Street Journal. So if the T. Rowe Price study is accurate, that's certainly some good news, isn't it?
Absolutely. I know that's certainly something that we're hoping that they will be accurate on. So I completely agree with that. But deglobalization, high energy productivity, and competitive labor markets could lead to both higher inflation and interest rates. Now, additionally, retirees should keep themselves fully updated about withdrawal rates in retirement. Making sure that your withdrawal strategy reflects the current environment is yet another good reason to work closely with a financial services professional. For example, the Secure 2.0 Act, passed by Congress in December of 2022, devised a dizzying array of rules about how and when inherited IRA distributions can or must be taken. Furthermore, at the beginning of 2023, the Secure 2.0 Act raised the age for required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from retirement accounts to age 73, and then that age actually jumps to 75 on January 1st of 2033.
Well, your office, Cole and Kaylee, has information specifically about this, right, about the Secure 2.0 Act?
Yes, that's exactly correct. The Secure 2.0 Act, as well as its 2019 predecessor, are things we followed with great care. We have a data-packed but user-friendly flyer that walks you through several of the Act's most important elements, including RMD age increases, increased options for those with retirement plans who want to make catch-up contributions, changes to IRA catch-up contributions, new exceptions to the 10% early distribution penalty if you're withdrawing funds from your retirement account before you reach age 59 and a half, and increased limits on qualified longevity annuity contracts, also known as QLACs. When combined with a face-to-face meeting to discuss the Secure 2.0 Act, your financial strategy and your retirement goals, this flyer and our other materials can help you better prepare for 2024.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's a lot to stay on top of. And I'm glad that you both and your staff there are on top of this. I'm sure our listeners have questions because there were a lot of important changes as to how all these rules and regulations work with your retirement funds and accounts. So, and I know for some older workers and retirees, it can often seem like getting to retirement is all about working your way around roadblock after roadblock. Isn't that right, Cole?
Absolutely. That's certainly a frustration that we hear from some of our clients, Tony, and we get it. You know, retirement is a major life milestone. Really, it's up there with graduating, starting a family, and buying a home, which means many of us feel intense internal pressure to get it right. Now, in terms of sufficiently preparing for retirement, our office has an exclusive tool called 8 Obstacles to Retirement, which highlights some of the common things that trip up many retirements. For example, the material cites statistics from the Nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities that notes Social Security income will typically replace only 38% of your previous salary if you work a full career and retire at your full retirement age. Our 8 Obstacles to Retirement material also explains that your obligation to Uncle Sam and the IRS doesn't vanish just because you retired, and that Medicare doesn't cover many of long-term care services you may need in the future. So reach out to our office today to discuss that 8 Obstacles to Retirement and discuss your strategy and your goals, or to set up an appointment so that we can address your questions and concerns together with one of our highly skilled financial advisors.
Yeah, that's great advice, and I think it's really important that people understand this. Now, Cole, really quick, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you both and your staff there to set up that no-charge, no-obligation consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com, and they can schedule that consultation right now on the website. And, of course, you can schedule either in our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for you.
Well, we've had a great conversation so far today about 2024's financial and retirement landscape. Kaylee, we have some more information, right?
Right. I'd like to continue today's theme, but shift perspective just slightly by addressing some of the positive things that happened in 2023 and how they impact us in 2024. Another U.S. News and World Report article titled Seven Things Retirees Should Be Thankful For This Year does what I think is a great job of focusing on the positive. The first positive is the account values generally increased in 2023. As of mid-November 2023, the S&P 500 was up around 18% year-to-date. That's certainly a burst of good news for those whose accounts took a beating in 2022 when the index saw a decline of 19.5%. Though while there's likely to be continued economic uncertainty in the months ahead, the article explains that the positive year-to-date performance may reflect a strong overall market in the first few days of the new year.
Well, and that sounds like a good reason right there to share a high five with your financial advisor, right, Cole?
Absolutely. As long as you participated in some of those gains with your current financial advisor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We have seen some clients that maybe haven't realized some of that. And if that's the case, then maybe it's a good time to check with other other professionals to see if a second opinion makes sense.
Sure.
Now, another one, changes to RMDs, something that we touched on earlier in the show, was a dose of good news in 2023. Beginning in 2023, the age that you must take your first RMD from a retirement account was increased to age 73. Now, that extra time may help you delay income payments and reduce your taxable income, as well as providing longer tax-free or tax-deferred growth within your accounts. And don't forget that the RMD age does jump to 75 starting in 2033.
Yep, and that's interesting. That's good. More good news that they've raised the RMD requirement age. They let you keep that money in there and keep it growing for longer without having to pull out and pay taxes on that. 2023 starting to look better and better, and 2024 as well then.
It sure is, Tony. 2023 also saw a healthy 3.2% Social Security cost of living adjustment, which goes into effect in 2024. While that's a lot less than the 8.7% increase that went into effect in 2023, it's still a solid increase. The AARP estimates that 3.2% of increase means an additional $59 a month for Social Security recipients. All told, that's more than $600 more a year, which could help take some of the bite out of those higher grocery prices.
Yeah, I mean, the cost of goods has gone up and up. So any increase in Social Security is welcome. And I mean, for a lot of retirees out there, Social Security is one of their biggest sources of income. So any increase in those benefits is definitely welcome news.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point, Tony. Now, the article next notes that late 2023 included an IRS announcement that 401k contribution limits are also rising for 2024. Specifically, the limit increases $500 to $23,000. And bear in mind that those who are 50 years old or older can contribute a catch-up contribution of $7,500, raising the limit for people in that age bracket to $30,500.
Wow.
Now, note that your total contribution may not be more than your yearly compensation for the employer that sponsors your plan. And those new limits are also applicable to similar employer-sponsored qualified retirement accounts like 403Bs and also most 457 plans.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I know you guys are big advocates for maxing out the 401Ks and similar retirement savings vehicles like IRAs. So that's very welcome news. Now, we're almost out of time for today's show. It's been a good one. Kaylee and Cole, a lot of great information today. Cole, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445 to schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually. They can also go right to the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com and schedule there, or check out all of the other resources that we have out there before scheduling that consultation.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Kaylee and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This five-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.